onward to chapter 5, Obsess Over Quality. The opening story here is about Jewel. Jewel is just downright fascinating. I heard her on the Joe Rogan podcast during the pandemic, and I remembered her story. And so when it came time to write this chapter, I bought her memoir, and her memoir is even cooler. I'm like, my God, this is the coolest, most interesting, unusual story I've ever heard for a musician. I got to write about this. And it was a good fit for introducing the third principle of slow productivity. Hard to fact check, though. And what I mean by that is, okay, when you write, again, let me open the curtain here a little bit. Writing books is hard. There's a lot of processes to it. One of the things that happens is eventually it gets to a place where it's being copy edited. But copy editing is not just fixing commas. It's also verifying what you're saying is right. Like there's an implicit fact-checking piece to the copy editing. I did not do a good job. I forgot. I don't know what happened, but for whatever reason, my footnoting went lax during this Jewel story. And so we had to go back. I had all these notes and the footnotes got lost or something happened. And I had to go back with the copy editor and had to painstakingly find where I got each of these quotes and ideas because I was pulling from her memoir. I was pulling from her interview on Joe Rogan. I was also pulling from multiple other sources, more narrow sources that highlighted specific parts of her story. And I didn't take, I took notes, but they got lost. So I had to go back and do that from scratch. But anyways, it's a fun activity. Go back to the end notes section of this book for chapter 5, and you'll see it is a, there's a lot of notes. You see how it jumps back and forth between a lot of things. That was difficult to fully source that because I was jumping all over the place, but now it is fully well sourced. So I'm a big proponent of Jewel and her story. All right, so obsess over quality. So we open on the Jewel story. The main thing I remember from writing this chapter is that the original version had a lot more music stories. Now, you might think this is crazy because there's already Jewel's story. There's already Alanis Morissette's story. And there's already the Beatles in Sgt. Pepper. There might even be another one in there, but there's three major music stories. There was two or three more in the original version of this. I just was doing story after story. So I had a story in there about the Rolling Stones and them recording Brown Sugar at the recording studio they recorded it at that was down in Georgia, I believe. Muscle Shoals, that's Alabama, I'm sorry. Sorry, Alabama. The Muscle Shoals recording studio and the weird music scene down there, and then talked about Queen's recording studio in Switzerland. We had to cut that. It was a lot of music. And there's a couple other examples too. I don't know why I had so much music in the obsess over quality chapter, but it felt like I was obsessed over music. So I had to cut some of that and put in some other stories. Another thing I was happy to put in here, just because I felt like I was correcting the record on something, is in my entire career as someone who writes and gives advice, I've always heard the same Ira Glass interview about you got to improve your taste, or not improve your taste, you got to stick with it till you match your taste. Let me read his quote here from this interview so you know what I'm talking about. He says, all of us who do creative work, we get into it because we have good taste, but it's like there's a gap that for the first couple of years that you're making stuff, what you're making isn't so good. It's not quite that good. If you're just starting off and you're entering that phase, you got to know it's totally normal and the most important possible thing you can do is a lot of work. Put yourself on a deadline so that every week or every month you know you're going to finish. It's only by actually going through a volume of work that you're actually going to catch up and close that gap. And the work you're making will be as good as your ambitions. I've always heard that. I don't know why I suspected this wasn't quite right. But I began nosing around Ira Glass talking about his interviews. And I had one of these moments that if you're a writer in the idea space, you love. I found an interview from much more recently, Ira Glass on Michael Lewis's podcast in 2022. What a discovery. He's talking about his very first major NPR piece. And he says, this is not very good. His quote here is utterly mediocre. But he says to Lewis, at the time, I thought it was great. And I was like, see, Ira, this idea that we just come born with this taste and know what good is. And our whole job is to close the gap from where we are now to taste. That's not right, because you thought you were great when you got started. You thought you had already closed your gap. So it's not just about closing the gap. It's about learning what good is. You have to improve your taste. I don't know what made me look for this. I think this is a sixth sense that you have when you write enough idea work and you've read stuff, and I've been doing this for 20 years. I just had the sixth sense because I knew taste was important. It was this idea of, I knew I wanted to write about study your field and learn what good is. Learn what it, you got to improve your taste before you can improve your own skills. And I just had this sixth sense, the Ira Glass story, that quote, it's not so simple. He didn't just know when he got started what, you know, his standard was not such when he got started in radio that he could even imagine this American life. He had to get, his taste had to get better over time. So when I found that story, it was for me, for a writer, for a nerd in this idea space, an idea nerd, it was like, aha, I knew it. The angel song. So I don't know if anyone's going to notice that. It just takes place between pages 182 and 184, 185. A little thing, but a cool thing. I love, see, for me, ideas are story. Like how ideas unfold, they come out of people's lives, but they twist and they turn. Ideas are like a novel to me sometimes. I just love playing with them, especially when you find these dramatic reversals, because our mind has special circuits to process ideas, just like it has circuits to process stories around people, and it's a cool source of narrative. So I had a lot of fun with this chapter. I had a lot of fun here with the advice. You'll see this has some of the wackiest, kind of coolest advice. So me talking about becoming a cinephile, like me and Quentin Tarantino, my $50 notebook I bought at MIT. I was getting pretty loose by then. I've been working on this book for a while, and the advice goes into some interesting places. So hopefully you enjoy reading it as much as I enjoy writing it. It was a fun chapter, though.